So tell me about what we know about the aim of this campaign, this, like, let's take down TikTok plan.
So we got emails actually from inside Targeted Victory. So we got a really intimate look at their whole playbook. And there were a couple parts of it. One was they wanted to get every piece of negative press they could about TikTok from the nation's newspapers, right? So local, regional news outlets, TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, anything that was negative written about TikTok, they wanted to find and hopefully promote to other news outlets. Targeted Victory has PR people in lots of different media markets and cities across the country. And you could see from these emails, they were saying, okay, we're seeing this new bad story about TikTok crop up here. Can we portal it over to this other city and really kind of make it go viral there? And that's all fairly common in this kind of like dirt throwing campaign. But the stuff that really sort of set it apart for me was they were also trying to spotlight and promote these totally dubious TikTok trends. Stuff like slap a teacher, like there being this big, you know, trend on TikTok about just going wild in schools.
Wait, sorry. Can we talk a little bit more about the slap a teacher thing? Because I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, so the story that Targeted Victory was promoting and that was getting into local news outlets was that kids were going on TikTok and they were slapping their teachers and taking video of it and just going wild, and it was going viral and there was this huge trend about it, which, you know, played into all of these fears about TikTok and crazy teens. But it was totally bogus. Like, this was a trend that wasn't actually going trending on TikTok. All it started was as a rumor on Facebook. It was one post on Facebook of a guy sort of, you know, making up stuff, and they ran with it. And it became this whole news story about, you know, teens going wild on TikTok, but it was never really a thing until somebody had started talking about it on Facebook. You saw this too with Devious Flicks, where it just totally got blown out of proportion. And, you know, there are trends on TikTok, and it's a huge platform. There's crazy stuff that happens on there, just like there's crazy stuff that happens on Facebook. But what was especially galling here was that Meta was trying to weaponize these bogus trends and get people upset about them and mobilize the anger of parents and local lawmakers to take down TikTok for some of the same things that Meta has been criticized for before.